It's All Saints Day. What's a saint? Not those people you see hung on the wall around the world in churches, I don't think. A saint are those people who read their Bible and tried to pay attention to it. A saint is that one who wears one of those shirts that says, "Because I said so." A saint is somebody who knows Jesus. Not long ago, I was listening to a celebrity being interviewed, a British celebrity, a Christian. He was asked what he thought of what was going on in the United States of America. He said, "Well, I have two questions for the evangelical Christians. Do you read your Bible? Have you ever met Jesus? Well, do we? Have we?" My world was turned upside down a little bit a couple of weeks ago when I read a one-page article by Dr. Walter Brueggemann, probably the world's greatest Old Testament scholar in the end of the 20th century and beginning of the 21st. I took a lot of classes from Walter. I call him Saint Walter, to which he is thoroughly disgusted when I say it. Walter, in this one little page article, wrote about what a human being is. And I'm going to tell you that the point of this sermon is at the end of this sermon, we may all know a little bit more what it might mean to be a human being. The text is from the prophet Jeremiah. And I want to tell you, when you open Jeremiah, you better buckle your seatbelt and get ready, because he takes no prisoners. "Thus says the Lord, do not let the wise boast in their wisdom. Do not let the mighty boast in their might. Do not let the wealthy boast in their wealth. But let those who boast, boast in this, that they understand and know me, that I am the Lord. I act with steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. According to the scripture, to be human means to be aligned with that in which God delights. In the Christian tradition, human means being in the image of God. You remember this text from early on? So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. That means we are part of God's good creation. When God said at the end of all of the creation, including human beings made in God's image, he said it is good, very good. And that word has never been taken away. If we have read our Bible, the humanness we embrace is revealed in who God is and what it says God wants from us. Let me repeat that. Humanness means that we are involved in who God is and what God wants from us. In our Christian tradition, which we share with Judaism, God is marked by five big words. Now I'm going to give you a lot of scripture. Don't try to look it up or follow me. Miss Birch has a copy of my sermon, and if she'll share it with you, you can check it for yourself. I went to a lot of lectures and classes that Walter Brueggemann taught and read a lot of his sermons, and I would be willing to say that in 50% of everything he ever said or wrote, he used these five words. He thought they were so important that we understand to know God is to know God is revealed by these words. And I'm going to give you a little Hebrew. You can learn five Hebrew words today that you can flick ashes on people with when you're doing your theological conversation. The first is justice. I got run out of a church one time because I asked the congregation to be just to some people who were in the community. They didn't like justice being used in sermons. From Deuteronomy. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers, providing them food and clothing. From later in Deuteronomy, you shall not deprive a resident alien or an orphan of justice. And that text from Micah that many of us memorized when we were younger. He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. And a word from the Gospel of Luke, spoken by Jesus. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and herbs of all kinds and neglect justice and the love of God. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. Oh, I forgot to give you the Hebrew word. This is your Hebrew lesson. There'll be a test at the end. The Hebrew word for justice is mishpat. Mishpat. Are we reading our Bible? The second word Walter holds up is righteousness. The Hebrew word is tzedakah. Tzedakah. It means keeping covenant. Keeping your word. If you say it, you do it. From the psalmist, gracious is the Lord and righteous. From the writer of Proverbs, better is a little with righteousness than large income with injustice. And from Matthew, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Are we reading our Bible? The third word is the Hebrew word hesed. Hesed. H-E-S-E-D in the transliterated version. It means steadfast love. Love forever. Unconditional love. from the psalmist. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And when Jesus was asked, which commandment is the greatest, he spoke of this one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than these. And the fourth, faithfulness. The Hebrew is amunah. From the psalmist, for the word of the Lord is upright and all his work is done in faithfulness. And from Chronicles, this is how you shall act in the fear of the Lord, in faithfulness and with your whole heart. And the fifth, compassion, raham. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. And that's not fear like fright, it's fear like respect and deep awe. In Paul's letter to the Colossians, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Those five words tell us who God is and what God expects of us. Are we reading our Bible? Or maybe the better answer is, are we paying any attention to it? All five of those terms describe a tenacious relatedness to God. And we talk about that in Christian terms as being in the image of God and doing that in which God delights. It means we're most fully human when we are tenaciously related to God and to others. There is, however, and I apologize for using these phrases, a fake God, masquerading in Christian tradition, whose actions contradict the gospel, the good news. This fake God yields news that's not good, that's fake news. The fake God is one of fear, greed, tribal exclusiveness, and ready violence. And this God is worshipped and obeyed by fake Christians who believe the fake news and who advocate for fear, greed, tribal exclusiveness, and violence. And here's where I quit yelling. The truth is that every one of us, if we're honest, find ourselves, all of us, susceptible and tempted to that fake news and that fake life. And as a result, the Christian notion of being human is always one of struggle between the image of God and the false image that rises from fake news. And that struggle's not some private, me and Jesus got a good thing going. It leads us always to a vigorous and intentional public witness of who God is and what God wants from us. Justice, righteousness, steadfast love, faithfulness, and compassion. We will be those people who delight God when we find ourselves engaged in the realities of hunger and homelessness and the sick, for whom Jesus had great compassion. The alien and the orphan and the widow. I read you just one or two texts, but the Old Testament is filled over and over with God's love for those people who the Jewish didn't want to pay attention to. But he kept pounding and saying, these are the people who I especially love. Those who are lost and least and left out. To be human means to be aligned with that which God delights. And I want to tell you that in this society, that's risky and dangerous. The struggle, we say, is clearest in the face of Jesus Christ, who gave himself away for the love of God. Jesus taught us what God was like in his words and his actions and his very being. And he made it clear, as John, 1 John says, God is love. And God forgives you, all of you. A great philosopher said the only thing that converts anybody is the face of the other. Your face and my face. And that kind of humanness requires an immense intentionality. Because the fake way, sponsored by the fake God, is very compelling and very convenient and easy. And it leads to death. Anybody who told you being a Christian was easy lied to you. We are loved with an unconditional love, every one of us. And we are called by our God to witness to that love for everyone we meet. Pray with me. Holy God, give us courage to read our scripture and to listen to it. Give us courage to invite the Holy Spirit into our life to transform us, to make us those in whom you delight. In this broken world, we have a word about wholeness, a good news word. Give us the courage to speak it and to live it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us join together and sing hymn 405.